Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show. Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on. The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, full cast of characters today as we get ready for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Absolutely.
Enjoy all that food and drink and dessert. What's on the agenda? What's on the dessert agenda, Gary, you all for Thanksgiving?
I don't
is it
know.
Traditional pumpkin pie
probably,
or is it something else?
Probably. I don't know. That's a good question.
You don't know?
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't, because, you know, I don't do the dessert thing. So I don't, whatever they get,
I guess
I don't
that's
know.
True. I guess yeah. I've never had a dessert from you before.
Yeah, no.
You just don't cook desserts.
Yeah,
normally.
No. It's, but for sure, I'm responsible for the turkey over at Robert Special Meats, of course. Everyone picked that up.
So good.
Prime rib and a lamb. We're going to do a little lamb this year.
Ooh.
For sure. So those three things I know, that's what I'm in charge of.
All right.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
That sounds good. We're doing French silk pie.
Yeah.
Is what we determined we're having this year.
Yeah.
I would like pumpkin pie, but I'm the only one that eats it, so it's pointless to get a pumpkin pie for myself. Plucker, what about you? What's the what's on the dessert menu for Thanksgiving for you? Because everybody's got to have dessert of some sort.
Honestly, I'm not 100% sure. Because
how do you not know?
I need to know.
Isn't
I'm the one that's getting all the groceries too.
Isn't your wife the excellent baker? Worked in a bakery, all that stuff.
My wife worked in a bakery, but she is not like.
Be careful.
She was not the baker.
Okay.
She was like more of a sales type person at the bakery, a
gotcha.
Wedding coordinator. But
so, what are you responsible for, though? Do you have a thing?
You
that
cook
you,
this year. I am not responsible for very much.
Okay.
I am responsible for purchasing the food.
Literally, have you been
after
in the
work
past?
Today, I'm going to buy a turkey.
Have you been in the past in charge of cooking?
No, I have always gone to somebody else's house or been at my parents'.
And now this year you're hosting.
No, this year we're going to Iowa, and so
we're
just buying the food, and her parents are going to make everything. But my wife is like, you have to. Well, not just her parents, but like the whole group.
Wait,
is
wait, wait,
make
wait! Time
food.
Out, time out! I need
yes.
a time out.
Okay,
hold on.
Go ahead.
Do you need
this
a full,
dude, this
seconds?
Dude, I think a full.
Oh my
this dude's heading to Iowa for Thanksgiving,
yes,
and you're shopping here, and then bringing all that food.
We're
to
just
Iowa?
Getting the turkey here,
because
so you got to bring it in a cooler then.
Yeah, we're just concerned that we're gonna because we don't get there until tomorrow night. So we like the night before Thanksgiving, trying to find. It's kind of in the middle of nowhere
it
in
is.
Iowa.
Yeah.
So like I don't want to. We're gonna get the turkey here just to make sure.
Good
we
so
have
you're not
a turkey.
Running around.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know. The turkey's probably gonna be frozen, so it can thaw out.
Yeah.
On the ride.
Who's
there.
Cooking the turkey?
Her mom is, but my wife is like, you have to help me and watch so we can learn how to cook a turkey together. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna use an oven in the future. Like my dad grilled the turkey my whole life. So I'll probably ask my dad how he grilled the turkey and do it that way when I have kids and I'm making Thanksgiving dinner.
Don't ask our afternoon show host, Rami Makhlouf, who will be hosting with Gary coming up Friday. Because this is a legendary story with Rami. He was so proud of himself because he does all the cooking for his family for Thanksgiving every year. He does it all. Takes him like 2 days, but he gets it all done. So, like, he's off on every Wednesday before Thanksgiving and then Thanksgiving itself. This fool, you remember this story?
Yeah.
This fool.
The fryer.
This fool was bragging on the air that he was wrapping his turkey in bacon.
Yep.
And almost burned down the deck and his entire house because the thing caught fire. Mm. And there went the turkey.
That's something I could see Rami doing.
He was
Cloud Hammer.
So depressed and so sad that whole thing played out
like
that.
Well, you're always supposed to have a backup turkey.
Because, like, they did. They had a second turkey that wasn't wrapped in bacon. Yeah. But he was still sad and depressed because he preached about this thing all leading up to it. Oh, man, I'm going to have the best turkey ever, y'all. Mm-hmm. Wait. And then the whole thing was just a charred disaster is all it was.
Oh, boy.
Charred.
But at that point, you're just happy you didn't burn the house down.
Yeah, keep it simple.
A lot of flames and so forth. So be careful when you're in a bag.
Well, Steve, what about you? What are you responsible for?
My mom is bringing the turkey and stuff. And then I'm responsible for nothing. Kay is making some type of squash something or other that my mom loves and she loves. So doing that.
Okay.
And then what else do we have to do? There's something else. I don't know. Right. But my mom is bringing the corn, the turkey, the stuffing. And then the French silk pie for dessert.
Okay.
She got it from some bakery in Lake Geneva.
He's going to have his head in his phone. He don't care about that.
Who's that?
Steve. He's going to be looking at social media.
Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, during the football games, probably.
Yeah, put your phone down and enjoy your family.
I see him every day.
See? There's your answer.
What do you mean? I mean, they're there every day.
News.
This isn't like Plucker.
What's Jen cooking, Leroy?
What do you mean?
Is she cooking the turkey?
I do all the cooking.
That was an insult to Leroy just now.
I think it was.
Did you see how he responded? He was insulted that you insinuate somebody else touches the food.
What about Jen Mama then?
Again, I do all the cooking.
You making some of that mac and cheese, Leroy?
What about Papa?
Yes, Lord.
Papa,
you bring,
Papa can cook now.
Again.
Okay.
Do I have to say again?
No, you don't have to say again.
But Plucker did remind me, I was going to give you my recipe. I'll do it at 1 o'clock.
What's that?
We have Corbin Burns in the last hour.
Oh,
to start off. After Corbin Burns.
Yeah.
Corbin Burns may want it, though.
I just want to ask him who has the best hair on the team.
You already asked him that.
Last time in September.
Yeah. I wasn't here.
Yeah, you were.
No, I weren't.
Okay, fine.
You knew I wasn't here.
I can't remember, dude.
Well, I'm telling you, I wasn't
here. Okay, fine.
I told y'all to ask him that, but y'all were scared.
Yeah, I don't think we asked him.
No, we didn't.
No, wait,
you didn't.
No, I definitely
Leroy
don't
was not here either.
Right. Yeah,
we have some news out of Chicago revolving Matt Nagy.
Oh.
So there were reports earlier today that he was going to be let go after the Thanksgiving game on Thursday.
Okay.
Albert Breer just said that Nagy was at the mic.
Right there.
Said,
it's on NFL Network.
That is not accurate. I have great communication with ownership, the McCaskies, Phillips, and Ryan Pace, and I have not had any discussions on that.
Just so Nagy know, they never will. They'll just let you go.
No. But Leroy,
they just let you go.
Leroy, I think I read earlier today, they've never fired a coach during the season in the
Gary
Bears' history.
Gary said that 200 times. Yeah. They don't do it like that.
No, they don't do it like that.
Because the Packers were that way too, but eventually that changed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it can always change.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And that's what I'm saying.
But if Nagy goes, Pace needs to go too.
But it is unethical, because we're talking about ethical. It is unethical to release a report that's not true. If a guy hasn't been contacted, he's going to get fired.
Well, let's see
who
if he
would
want
to be
now.
First to do that.
That is stupid,
even if it's true, why leak that out? A guy loses his job. Although they're chanting, fire the coach. That is just so.
That's just,
to me, it's a sucker move.
They chanted it at the Bears game, but then they were chanting it at the Bulls game last night. He wasn't even at the Bulls game last night. They just started chanting it at the Bulls game.
Did you see what happened at his kid's high school football game?
Oh, come
no.
on.
They were the opposing high school was chanting, fire Nagy.
Oh, my God.
At the kid. During
At the
game,
kid?
Yeah, and then the school had to have an apology for their students.
Oh,
and
I did
what
not
they did.
No
that.
Mac and cheese for none of those fans.
See, that ain't right.
Has that ever happened in Green Bay to any other coaches
that
had kids playing high school football?
No,
I've never heard of that in Green Bay.
No.
And in Green Bay,
everybody. The closest thing we had, didn't Mike McCarthy go out with one of the officials or something like that in one of the basketball games?
But he was already out of a job at that point.
Right, he had already retired.
Yeah,
it still ain't right, though. It's still not right.
But you shouldn't do that. The kids got nothing to do with it.
No.
Keep Keep my kids out of it. That's low down dirty.
It sure is.
Yeah.
That's low down dirty.
And those kids don't care.
But.
Uh-oh, there's a but.
There is. Because how most folks would see it is the media's driving all that.
What do you mean?
Well, they keep putting all this stuff out here. And then these kids see it. They read. They see all this stuff. They think it's, you know, we push all this stuff. Just like
I think the kids just realize like the team
Leroy,
sucks.
Well, like Leroy just said, I mean, if it's not true, why put that out there? Or why would you want to be the first to report that anyway?
Well, in fairness, I'd never heard of this guy prior to this. And I don't
there's
think
been a lot of guys, Steve,
either.
As of late we had. Who are these other guys that we hadn't heard from just here lately? What was the one guy that had all the news? What was his last thing that was hot?
There was two of them. Schwartz.
Schwartzy.
And
Massey, Evan Massey.
Evan Massey was one, but the other one was Schwartz. Wasn't the other one Schwartz?
Yeah,
we had Aaron Schultz, I think, was his name.
Schultz.
Was all that true? Whatever they said?
Our morning guy said Schultz is the son of the owner of Starbucks. Is that true?
Oh, he should have his own.
I have no idea. That's what he says. That's what Bard's been saying. Like,
so we don't know if it's true or if he just made it up.
But what if it is true? So what?
Well, it's just a little nugget that I didn't know until I heard Bard in the morning.
Speaking of nugget, you going to tell Leroy the nugget? That feel?
I get all my nuggets from Wendy's.
Oh, I don't think I can remember all of that. But he went back. Phil in Chicago called in earlier.
Yeah.
And the question was, are you still having dreams of a Super Bowl for the Packers? And Phil called in and made a comparison to the 96 team that Gary and I both did not know. That apparently the 96 team, you both that year and now this year, the Packers lost on the road in Minnesota that year, lost on the road in Kansas City that year, were relying on a reigning MVP quarterback from the previous year as their quarterback that year, and were besieged by injuries similar to what the Packers are this year.
Lost your left tackle.
And you were going through numerous left tackles throughout the year as well, is what is happening with Green Bay right now.
Was that Bruce
Wilkerson?
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl, yeah.
It's not even close.
The connections? What do you mean? Aren't those all factually accurate?
No.
What was factually accurate?
We didn't rely on Brett. We got number one defense. We went 3-0.
There you go. Here it is.
We had number one special team.
There you go.
Desmond Howard was the MVP,
well,
not Brett Favre.
Well, the things that happened did happen.
Right.
You can make
you
any
the
argument
MVP
you want.
And quarterback as you did this
that
year.
Is
fine.
True.
Do all that.
That is true.
Do all that magic carpet ride and that too. This ain't got nothing to do with that because we're not letting Jefferson catch balls like that on the number one defense, okay? Stop it. It ain't happening.
Yeah, it ain't happening. You know what?
Reggie White's still there.
You know what?
We got a defense.
You know what?
We'll win it like Kansas City had to win it without Aaron, 13-7.
But see, that's the difference, though, Leroy. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah, this team is standalone.
They didn't lose their best pass rusher. They didn't lose their best cornerback.
Oh, no.
They didn't lose all that stuff that this team lost.
Pro Bowlers.
Y'all didn't lose all your guys. You guys didn't lose your best corner. You didn't lose your best pass rusher. You didn't. I mean,
starting receiver.
Offensively.
This team's up against it way more than his team was in 96.
Oh, gotcha.
For injuries.
Oh, yes.
And they were hurt. Leroy's team was hurt that year. They were.
But not in key places.
But not the big places outside of left
tackle. Reggie was gone. If I was gone, Eugene. Yeah.
That's a big deal.
But Reggie was still there. Reggie had 3 sacks in the Super Bowl.
Did you? You had one, didn't you?
At horse collar. Would have been flagged today.
Allegedly.
You had one.
Allegedly.
Didn't you have a sack?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Bledsoe.
Don't Google that dance I did. But. Yeah. So if you want feel fine, if that makes you feel
it did make me feel better.
Yeah, it did.
It put a smile on my face.
It did.
No,
it
gave me some more hope that this is going
to
happen.
Really that's why I'd be wanting y'all to broaden your horizon a little bit.
Can I tell you another thing? I'm all over the place right now.
Sure.
Because you're my guy, you guys kind of got me trained a little bit. So I go in the Pick and Save the other day. And looking to have a Bloody Mary, and I go in the liquor store there, and I go in the section with the vodka, and I couldn't find Lee Vodka in Pick and Save.
Which one was it?
In Muskego.
About to get them in trouble with Leroy.
And so I had, I was gonna have a Bloody Mary come hell or high water.
So you're gonna get a different vodka then.
So I did. I got a different vodka.
Why don't you ask the liquor
and store? And I'm looking at can't find Leap. And then all of a sudden, as I'm walking out of the liquor section, there it is.
Damn,
yeah. La la la! Leap Vodka.
Big sign, probably him.
Yeah.
Oh, the whole,
in a separate spot. Can't put his beside everybody else.
Nope.
Did you put the other vodka back?
Or? Yeah, so I walked back, turned back around,
that's
put the other vodka back, came back, got Malik Vaca.
And then you had
because I was about to call you as soon as I got in the car.
You should have. I know the store director there.
But it was there.
Yeah, but it was
there. He just missed it.
But I felt like, you know what? This boy got me. He got me. But, you know, put stuff back, walk right out the line, go call him. Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. I agree.
We should have our own.
Yeah, you got your own display. On its own section, own area.
State, man.
Own area.
Hey, Gary.
This guy.
You know, you know he's got the.
And then I'm walking, and then as I'm at the checkout counter, and this joker come over the loudspeaker. I said, "This guy here.
That drives me nuts.
He needs to stop.
That drives me nuts.
He needs to stop.
4 hours on the air. Well, not really. 3 hours or so on the air with him every day.
Four.
You know what?
3 hours or so on the air with Leroy every day. And then
I'm doing
I go
plucker tomorrow.
Then I go to pick and save, and I hear him again.
Yes.
I can't get away from this dude. He's everywhere.
Hey, man. Let me hold something.
Did you get the $5 bag for our Stuff the Bus?
Let me hold something,
you can buy a bag for $5 at any Pick and Save that helps a family.
Let me hold something, Leroy. Let me hold something for the holidays.
I gave it all away at Thanksgiving.
Let me hold something.
Give it away.
Didn't give it to Gary, apparently. Coming up next, you think the Packers can beat the Rams without Bakhtiari and Jenkins? We'll discuss straight ahead.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show serving up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson,
Leroy Butler.
Tell us all about your fine folk over at New Mail, Leroy.
Stay tuned for my next read for New Mail. I got some comedy for you with New Mail, but this is serious. This is serious. Men's health is something we all talk about. The weather is changing. This morning it was 18 degrees, and I don't know where you're at up north. I know y'all probably was like single digits. But again, it's about men's health. If you can't get outside to walk, you can do it inside. You can do things inside. Of course, we got, you know, Turkey Day coming up on Thursday. Now, if you don't have that energy, if you're sitting in the woods right now waiting for that big buck and you feel a little worn down, when you shoot the buck, you come out the woods, go straight to New Mail because they can fix that. And again, when you're home and you're thinking, well, the game's about to start because everybody's asleep, okay? If you're not all pro in the bedroom, I can help you with that as well. Okay, just call New Mail. They'll get you right in, take good care of it. And it's 414-441-1771. It's 414-441-1771. New Mail Medical Center. Tell them Leroy Butler sent you.
You think the Packers can beat the Rams without David Bakhtiari and without Elgton Jenkins? That's the question. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Tweet us at Big Show Network. Some breaking news out of the NFL. Giants reportedly firing offensive coordinator Jason Garrett. Not surprising because Joe Judge, the Giants head coach, pretty much destroyed his whole coaching staff after the game last night.
Told the truth.
And ripped him apart. I heard Charlie Weiss talking about it, and Charlie Weiss is like, I've heard a lot of press conferences. I've heard a lot of different head coaches do a lot of different things. He goes, but I've never seen a head coach throw his entire coaching staff under a bus after a game. And that is exactly what he did. Not necessarily himself, but the rest of the coaching staff for not having this team prepared, put in positions to succeed, and so forth. And that's it. That's it. It's been real with Jason Garrett. Yes, Leroy Butler.
Jesus, take the wheel. That means I'm about to say something. I just need the Jesus to keep me on the road. I would never advocate for any company, any organization, to fire anybody during the season. You can do it after the season. Because that's just a scapegoat. That's not the reason why you're 3-8, whatever they are, Jason Garrett, who's a former head coach who won a lot of games in Dallas. And I didn't like when the Packers did it either, when they released Mike McCarthy. So a lot of these teams may do that, release players, fire, fine, if you want, it's your company, do what you want. I just wouldn't do that. I just wouldn't do it. But as Steve indicated, he did. Hey, man, it was the coach's fault. So the players, the quarterback, give him a pass. Threw an interception right to a guy. Give him a pass because it's just a guy calling the play. But you know me, Gary, when that communication off, it's on the player.
Yeah.
You can get me all the coaches you want. It's up to the player to get to this next level. That's why the Packers are 8-3. The players have played better.
Right.
So I just wouldn't advocate doing that. Go ahead.
All right. The question is, do you think the Packers can beat the Rams without David Bakhtiari and Elgton Jenkins? Let's say you, GE.
Yeah, they can, Steve.
Tell me how.
I can't wait to hear this.
But they got to follow the script. It's going to be on 12. 12's got to follow the script, I think. Well, then Matt LaFleur's got to put the game plan in. And then I don't know which one comes first. But if it were me, get the ball out your hand quick. Now, you can't be holding on to the football with them guys you got up against this defense. You got to have a run game. I know Woody said something different to me, but I think he's got to have 25 touches. Now, I don't care if it's short passes or whatever. A.J. Dillon, if Jones not going to play, has to have at least 25 touches. He was right. You saw Dalvin Cook had 22 carries, I believe, but he only had with like 80 yards. But still, at the end of the game, that's how they salt the game away. So
Salted away,
Leroy. So you, to me, yeah, you can. But Rodgers, I think, has to. If you think you're going to beat these jokers throwing it 45 times, I think you're wrong. How many times did he throw it against Minnesota? Was it 35?
33. Yeah. Previous week, 37. So he threw the ball 70 times.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I think you're asking for – because to me, the Rams, you say, Gear, what do the Rams do best defensively? They rush the passer.
Oh, boy.
Going to get that quarterback.
What do they do – where you can exploit them at? In the run game. Be creative. Mm-hmm. Go call your boy Shanahan. Go look at the film. Run that. Do that right there. And we do run some of those same plays. So I think they all have to be on board. Rodgers, LaFleur, let's try to get a run game going. I know it's not sexy, but this is how we can beat the Rams. Yes, they can.
All right, so the question is, do you think the Packers can beat the Rams without Bakhtiari and Jenkins? We'll get to that coming up next. But first, Gary is going to tell us all about where you should go do your shopping. Big shopping day coming up on Friday.
Yes, a lot of
stores are doing their deals all week long this week. And a lot of stores aren't open on Thanksgiving anymore either, which I think is the right move.
I got both hands up, Garrett.
Yeah, go ahead, Leroy.
It's Black Friday every day at the jewelry center. Yeah. It ain't just for Friday.
Yeah.
Every day, D-Murray. Right. This man do this year round. Yeah. I don't know how he survived with these things.
Yeah.
I mean, so, Garrett, I mean, all the time.
Yes. Guys, go check him out today.
He sounds like a DJ.
My good friends.
They're my friends.
At the jewelry center, our good friends at the jewelry center. Three locations locally, 76 in Layton Plaza in Brookfield.
Yep.
Off of Blue Mile Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. Third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. Looking for a statewide shop, TJC.com. Go to that website, peruse that website. That website, you can buy just about anything you want to buy at the store. And guys, you heard me talk about the Lightbox jewelry. These are lab-grown diamonds. Made right here in the good old U.S. of A. Guys, they have a state-of-the-art lab in Portland, Oregon. So it's right here. And some of the highest quality lab-grown diamonds you can find. The stones are always has VS clarity and a very good cut. The white stones are near colorless. Trust me. The Lightbox jewelry, purchase them. Know what it's about. And it's a you can wear this jewelry every single day. So I'm just saying, guys, if you're looking for a great gift, Lightbox jewelry, lab-grown diamonds, and you can buy these at probably the best price anywhere. There's no one else is going to sell them at the price that we have at the jewelry center. So, guys, go check my good friends out today at the jewelry center. And remember, Leroy, call the owner. Ask for Dean Murray. Mm-hmm. And when you ask for Dean Murray, here's what you got to do. You got to tell him that Gary and Leroy sent you. And guess what?
He's going to hook you up.
You're going to get a free gift. You're going to get a free gift.
Oh, boy.
You're going to get a free gift. If you say, hey, Leroy and Gary sent me, told me to come by.
I want to kind of use my own name, Steve.
We got something for you.
He should give me a gift.
Call him up today.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh. He's Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. We were just having a conversation in the break about food and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And Leroy brought up that, you know, mac and cheese. Gotta have mac and cheese.
People leave your house.
But then I said, man, I love mac and cheese, man. You know, like I had Kraft mac and cheese the other night. I like Velveeta, too. And I was like, I don't know if that's even real cheese at this point. Is there anything you eat, Leroy, that isn't homemade, that's out of a box or out of a can, that you could make yourself, but you just like the prepackaged version of whatever versus you having to make it yourself?
That's my mom was the shortcut.
Right.
Not since I've been an adult. But when I was a kid, yeah, ate everything out of a box. We even ate the little canned good, had a pig on it, and it says pork in it. I don't know if it's pork. I just ate it.
I don't know, right? Just eat it.
Yeah, it's just, and that welfare
cranberry
cheese.
Sauce. I'm with cranberry sauce out of the can. I'm fine with that. Green beans, corn, all that stuff. I'm fine with all that out of the can.
I like mine fresh.
So what are you doing with the corn? Are you like shucking a corn of cob in order to have corn?
Well, I told you we got 36 sides. So we have 7 types of corn. A fried corn, a cream corn.
Gary. Yeah. I want pictures.
They're getting on my nerves, dude.
I want pictures.
Every day is something.
I'm good with cream corn. I'm good with regular corn. I'm good with buttered corn.
Corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob's good, too. Yeah.
A cob casserole.
Never heard of that.
Are you kidding?
No, never heard of that. Tater tot casserole, that's good.
I almost threw up.
That's really good. Tater tot casserole. Good.
Yeah. I'm going to tell y'all right
it's
now.
Nasty.
Tater tot casserole.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, and now one of y'all ain't invited me, but that's okay. But if I was to go with Leroy and them house with 36 sides, y'all better have an ambulance right out front.
You said a bunch of corn. That's healthy for you. You're not going to die on corn.
Well, no, sugar. Other stuff.
Corn does have sugar.
Black-eyed peas.
Carbohydrate. Y'all, have an ambulance park.
We got mustard green, collard greens.
Because they can just come on and get
you talk into the microphone, please.
Huh?
Yeah. There you go.
Hit the hum.
They're right there.
Can we please bring the hum button back?
I got it. I've been playing it.
This man say hum every 2 seconds.
Come on. It's right there.
Just had the ambulance right out front.
Ambulance.
Come on and get me. If Leroy invite me, because I'm going to try to eat up all 36 of them.
The yams. Ooh, yams.
Oh. I ain't going to pick and choose. Oh. I'm going to eat up all 36. I'm trying to find this video, Steve. Jamil Hill. Is it her last name, Jamil Hill?
Jamil. Depends on where you're from.
She got a video somewhere where she at Thanksgiving dinner like a year ago with her great aunts.
Uh-oh. Them great aunts can cook.
And they got into an argument about the potato salad.
Uh-oh.
Don't like potato salad.
They better not have raisins in it.
There it is.
Don't do it.
Right.
Shout out to Chaz with Baldwin.
And one of the dishes that I think they put raisins in the tater salad.
Yes.
And one of the great aunts weren't very happy about it. So they had a discussion.
Yeah.
Council. Came together.
Oh, potato salad.
They're going to boycott Thanksgiving. Because you put raisins in the tater salad.
Yes.
They got to discuss that.
SNL, the best Jeopardy. Was with Black Panther, Chadwick Baldwin. Please go watch that on YouTube. It's so funny. It's just truly amazing. It's just so funny. It is certain things people won't come to your house if you don't have. It's true.
Hmm.
You don't have it.
Never had
or
those
if
issues.
You mess it up. That's why I asked you make two of them. One with, one without. Do you have that problem?
I don't have those issues, but I will say that we have to get to this.
Gotta get to it.
Leroy, what did you think of the Taysom Hill contract extension?
Oh, my God.
For the Courtland Sutton extension.
Don't care about the Courtland Sutton contract extension. That makes sense.
No, that makes sense.
I want you to explain to me the Taysom Hill extension.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about.
You know why?
You can make up to around $100 million on this extension.
I'm going to tell you why.
To $100 million if he ends up being the starter.
Andrew Brandt. Tweeted it out. He broke it down.
Well, it's
he
like
said to get an additional $55 million if he ends up the starter.
Andrew Brandt says it's only $25 million.
Guaranteed is 22.5. But if he plays quarterback, he can earn up to 95.
Yes.
Well, he's not going to play quarterback.
Right, because he can't even move out of Trevor Siemian. But I'm telling you why they paid him. He's
related to Sean Payton?
Of course. He's a free agent, okay? And they don't have a success plan. That's why the Packers took Jordan Love.
He's not a success plan.
But they won't have
Trevor Siemian is a better hold pattern than he is.
Fine. But Trevor Siemian ain't gonna never get that contract.
No, Trevor Siemian, you could have got a lot less and didn't have to waste all that money on Taysom Hill.
Exactly. But they, if they got a quarterback a few years ago when Drew Brees was still playing, ready to go. But no, they gave Michael Thomas five-year, $100 million deal. Maybe he earned it, but he's been hurt. They don't – Atlanta going to be the same way. Okay? Tampa Bay, all these teams, they don't have a – the Packers said, well, you may not like that pick, but I don't want to be stuck when Aaron Rodgers leave and I don't have a quarterback option.
And the quarterback Saints, ready option.
Exactly.
He's learning.
Yeah, so they don't have nobody even learning.
Nope.
That's why they're forced to pay him.
I mean, but again, Leroy, I could have given Siemian
good for him.
What, $5 million a year over 3 years?
Yeah.
And got it done cheaper, and he's a better player than Taysom Hill is at quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, Taysom Hill isn't even on the field every down.
Right.
But see, they gave him
the
slack.
It's not like he plays every down and then plays quarterback some. Yeah. He stands on the sidelines for a majority of the game and comes in special packages. He's on the field, what, 20 snaps maybe a game,
but
if that?
Out of those 20 snaps, he plays some at receiver.
Sure.
Running back, quarterback. Yep. So they averaged all. He got a good agent. He averaged all that together.
I'm saying, I think he's related to Sean Payton, and we don't know.
To say
that's my point.
That he's
that's
built into point. The. Could they let him play quarterback for a few games? They did. They let him play. And it looked okay, but it wasn't that great.
Your guy, Tim Boyle, for the Lions looked awful.
Yes, he did. Well, everybody in the Lions looked awful.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But still.
But he looked it. He looked it really bad.
Had to talk about it because it was absolutely ridiculous.
That's too much money. I don't know. I mean, you just giving away money. I don't know how you. I don't know how you do
it. I don't fault him.
Well, no, you can't.
They still don't have
a
viable quarterback option. They just don't. They're stuck.
You think people still upset with the Packers for letting Taysom Hill go?
No.
Okay. Think they're over that?
Yes.
Yeah, he ain't better than Jordan Love at quarterback.
That's what most people say. That's what I got on my social.
Tim Boyle was another guy people wanted, and that clearly isn't.
Oh,
the
he'd
answer.
Be better in this offense. He'd have a better everything. I don't know what the offense is. I don't just run the ball.
So you think no matter who the quarterback is for Detroit isn't going to look good, regardless if it's Jared Goff, if it's Tim Boyle.
They got nothing there.
Whoever it is.
It's just
going to look bad.
Until they get some people around him.
Because Boyle's going to get another start on Thanksgiving, right?
He should.
Is that right, Blunder? Boyle starting again for the Lions this week?
He's expected to.
Oh, my God.
Against the Bears?
What plug said out of here?
He said he's expected to start, yeah.
Who they play, the Bears, right?
Yeah, they play the Bears.
Andy
yeah.
Dalton versus Tim Boyle.
Oh, that'll get about 200,000 people.
But right now.
Watch that.
Right now, what's the best organization, Bears or Lions?
Can I say pass. There be an answer?
I say
pass.
The Bears. I say the Bears. By far.
Pluck?
Probably the Bears, but it's very close.
At least they got a quarterback option for the future. Bears, I mean, Detroit's just spinning their wheels. They're looking for the number one pick, and I don't know if it's a quarterback up there you even want. Just give the ball to Swift and you'll win a game.
I want somebody on the score to do, was the Khalil Mack deal worth it?
Me and Gary did that. Gary brought that up.
Well, yeah. Was it worth it? But I want to hear what the Bears fans in Chicago think of it now. Because back then, I wanted Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
wanted Khalil Mack.
Yeah,
we all wanted Khalil yeah. Mack. We yeah. saw that deal. We're like, come on, yeah. man. Why couldn't you get this
yeah.
done?
Yeah.
And apparently Green Bay offered a similar deal.
That was another one.
And Oakland took the Bears yeah. deal instead, yeah. which is fine.
Yeah.
But now looking back at what you've gotten out of Za'Darius Smith, what you yeah. got out of Preston Smith, versus what Khalil Mack has done, and the lack of success the Bears yeah. have had while having Khalil Mack,
and Rashard Gary.
And now he's out for the rest of the yeah. year.
That's another one where they...
Well, he can't help. He got hurt. But,
you know, they said, well, we're going to see how that's going to work out for them.
And it didn't.
It didn't.
Because they didn't have a quarterback.
Nope.
Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, boy. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer with you. Coming up next, Bucks embarrassed the Magic last night. We'll discuss that. Also, don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after win, so go right now and get you a free small Frosty. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network. Yeah!
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Corbin Burns, NL Cy Young Award-winning pitcher, joins us coming up here in about 15 minutes from right now. You will get a chance to hear from Corbin Burns. He'll call into the show. Looking forward to talking to Corbin and congratulating him on winning the NL Cy Young. I said earlier that we had to get to talking about that Bucks Magic game from last night. Anytime we look back at a game, it's brought to you by your local Pick and Save Grocers, the official grocer of the Milwaukee Bucks, and
Leroy Butler.
Thank you. And let's talk about that game last night. It was an absolute debacle for the Orlando Magic. They lost both games in Milwaukee over the course of 3 days. This latest one, 123-92. That's not really truly an indication, however, of how this whole thing played out. They were up by over 50 points throughout this game. It was unbelievable, to say the very least. I mean, Giannis only played 24 minutes. Middleton only played 20. Portis only played 23. Holiday only played 23 in the game. And then right. Your bench guys, like Jordan Wara, ended up leading all players in minutes with 26 minutes last night. 14 points, 7 boards, couple of blocks, couple of turnovers for Jordan Wara. And again, the Bucks all of a sudden, just like that, after being under 500, now 10-8 on the year, Gary, and starting to make some progress going forward here. And Bobby Portis really playing well as a starter right now.
Well, they're getting healthy, Steve. Mm-hmm. Right? Coincides yep. with that. They're getting healthy.
And again, that's why they're playing well. It's the same thing that you hope happens for the Green Bay Packers as they continue to add players back as you get closer to the playoffs. Bucks next have the Detroit Pistons at home at Fiserv Forum coming up tomorrow night. The rookie, Cade Cunningham, will be on display for the Pistons. Cunningham just had his first triple-double, I believe, the other night for the Detroit Pistons. Yeah. And then after that, Friday night in Denver against the Nuggets, and then Sunday at Indiana, Sunday afternoon, a 4 o'clock tip there. So that's what's coming up for the Bucks. But as we've talked about before, the regular season is fine and all, but really at the end of the day, it's going to come down to, you know, do they win another championship? Can they defend and win? Other news in the NBA, obviously the LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart scuffle that occurred between the Lakers and the Detroit Pistons. Not a big fan of Stewart. Him and Giannis got into it already once in the past, those two guys. Mm-hmm. And now he gets into it with LeBron. Now, they were fighting for a rebound. Giannis or Stewart and LeBron's arms are locked. LeBron tries to rip his arm away from being locked
in. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's acceptable, in my opinion. What's not acceptable is when you look at the dude as you're doing it and close your fist tight and then try to rip it out with a closed fist. It's one thing if you rip it out and your hand's open and you kind of backhand him or whatever, try to get out of there. That's one thing.
Right.
But with a closed fist and you can see him looking right at him as he does it, to me, that's kind of what crossed the line. Now, Stewart got 2 games. LeBron got 1 game.
Yeah.
The reason Stewart got 2 games was because he was bleeding all over the place and became enraged and like ran over one of his assistant coaches trying to get to the other side of the floor.
Yeah.
LeBron was like 10 players deep and a referee in front of him to make sure nothing happened at that point. Again, I mean, LeBron's suspension 1 game. I don't know. I thought it could have been more than 1 game because he had the closed fist. What did you think of it, LeBron?
Well, you know, I'm a Lakers fan. I'm a huge LeBron James fan. But they got it wrong here. LeBron should have been 2 or 3 games, and the other guy should have been suspended 1 game. Because you're telling me that anybody that would see blood, you're going to react like that. It's hard. Have you ever been angry before? Sometimes you say, hey, man, maybe I shouldn't have. I can't believe I just said that. Sometimes you step outside your body, because I'm sure you're watching that film, like trying to go back after, because you know you're not going to get to him. People are going to hold you back. But I look at the cause and effect, and LeBron, I just want all guys not to do elbows like that, period. So you have to send a message. You know how your favorite child, you punish him, so everybody in the other kids say, oh, man, if he punished him, I'm never doing that. So that's what I would have did. And then you can appeal it through the union, of course, and then they'll make the final decision. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying LeBron's a dirty player, but
what that, you're saying, dude.
That's warranted 3 games, in my opinion. If you hit a guy, don't do elbows, period.
My mama always say 2 wrongs don't make a right. Stewart, I'd have gave him more games because that could have got ugly.
Oh, it could have been a brawl between both teams.
That, to me— Braun should have hit him. But that might have been more egregious because that could have started something that you couldn't stop.
He straight up ran over an assistant coach. Like, just plowed him over trying to get the other side of the court.
All hell could have broke loose had he gotten through that, all those people. It was just he caused more mass chaos than what LeBron did. And LeBron, I get it. I mean, yeah, he's bleeding. You don't know how a guy going to act or react.
Guy sees blood. Sometimes guys freak out, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I get that. But because of that, could have been much worse than what it was.
I tell everybody out there, have you ever been mad before?
Yeah.
You ever said some crazy stuff?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I can give people a pass, and I'm like, temporarily, you're just not thinking.
Yeah.
He was definitely temporarily
not
thinking.
Oh, no, he was done. He was over the top.
Yeah, he was done.
You see your own blood. You see that? I mean,
if he would say he was blacked out at that point, I'd totally believe it.
I would totally agree with him.
Totally would buy it.
Yeah, that's why I would give him one game.
Totally would buy it. But the LeBron stuff, no. That dude,
oh, he getting
well, they
games.
Both would have got more than what they got to me. I thought they both was on the soft side.
We can agree on that, Gary.
They both on the soft side.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. Sure.
To me.
Absolutely. And that's because LeBron was involved.
What's one and two games? Come on, y'all.
If that would have been Stewart and Bobby Portis, I guarantee you Bobby Portis gets more than one game.
But the Knicks,
guarantee it.
Well, both of them should have got more.
But the Knicks fans are like, why did you do that when he's coming to us?
Yeah, they wanted to see him in the garden, didn't they?
Two big markets playing.
Yeah.
Yep, too bad, so sad. Coming up next, Corbin Burns.
I like that, too bad, so sad. I'm going to use that.
Corbin Burns, Burnsy. Brewers, NL Cy Young Award-winning pitcher, joins the Wendy's Big Show straight ahead. Do not turn that dial. Corbin Burns is next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.